Can you please remain standing afterward for the invocation to be given by Dave Wilson of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we come before Thee this night and thank Thee for the opportunity we have to meet and be at this meeting. We're grateful, Father, for the opportunity to serve and to consider the events and the administration of our borough. We're grateful, Father, for those that have chosen to serve, and we pray that this night that Thou will be with them, that they will keep the integrity of the offices that they are and the people that they represent as they discuss the happenings of Wrangell Borough. We pray that Thy Spirit will be with us all, that the power of discernment will be with those that need to make the decisions, that they will have Thy Spirit to guide them and direct them and represent those people that they have chosen to represent. We pray that egos and contention will be absent from this meeting, that we will all be able to exist and work together to help our community grow. We're grateful, Father, to live in such a beautiful area, such a beautiful place, and to have the many blessings that we have, the natural resources, the infrastructure, and especially the people. We're grateful, Father, for the hearts of the people who live here in Wrangell. We pray that we can always remember the goodness that we have and that we can continue to be good as we serve and as we make the decisions that help drive our community and help our community grow and improve. Again, we thank Thee and we pray and ask Thy blessings to be with us at this time, and do so in the name of Thy Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Well, we have a presentation tonight to be given by K.J. Bush on behalf of Wrangell Friends of the Library.
Thank you. K.J. Bush, 211 Ocean View Drive, Library Director. And with me is Carol Rushmore, our current President of the Friends of the Library, and Renata, who is our Treasurer. We would like to take this opportunity to recognize Kathy Schmidt for 30-plus years as President of the Friends of the Library. Under her direction, the Friends evolved from an informal support group to an IRS-recognized 501c3 nonprofit organization. She provided ongoing support for many library projects, including the library addition in 1993, the gazebo and parking project, plus landscaping design and implementation. Over the years, the Friends have had many enhancements to the library and its services. These include furnishings, computers, books, DVDs, summer reading prizes, large print books, magazines, subscriptions, author visits, and public receptions, to name just some of them. Every year, the Friends have sponsored a fundraiser for the library. First, it was the book fair, then the dessert bar, and now the Alaska Airlines raffle tickets. Kathy has led the Friends through many library improvements for our community, and this plaque and flowers is just a small token of appreciation for all of her efforts and her support. Congratulations.
Presented to Kathy Schmidt in sincere appreciation for her generous commitment and outstanding dedicated service to the Irene Engel Public Library, 1980 to 2012. Thank you for making a difference.
Thank you, Kathy.
All the kids that have read all those books.
Roll call, please.
Assembly members Wiederspin.
Here.
Stokes.
Present.
Christian.
Here.
McCloskey.
Here.
Privet. Stowe.
Here.
And Mayor Jack.
Here. Amendments to the agenda.
Your Honor, it's in the borough manager report about borough land selection. We can discuss it there, or we can, I'd like to add an agenda, or if somebody thinks we can discuss it, I think it's the borough manager's report.
Okay.
Well, okay, I'll just amend the agenda 13B, discussion of borough land selection.
Oh, you have some questions on it, or what? Okay.
Yes.
When do we do it during that time?
Okay, on the borough manager's report?
Yeah.
That's fine, okay.
I do have one amendment to the agenda. Go ahead, James.
That's what I was gonna do. We have one, this one here. Yeah, direct, I make them for an amendment to the agenda to accept, to put on the agenda under, what do you put it under?
We can address it.
Address it now? Okay. This is a recommended motion for the amendment to the agenda to accept the resignation of Assembly Member William B. Privet on the Borough Assembly and direct the Borough Clerk to advertise for letters of interest to fill the vacancy until the next regular borough election held October 1st, 2013. I'd like to also include, thank Bill for his time and service to the community, and,
James, excuse me, but you got a motion.
Oh, motion, okay.
Okay. You waiting for a second?
Yes, I guess so.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
No.
Yeah, the discussion was, it was to thank Bill for his service to his community, and I wish him luck with whatever he does. I have a couple other items on for amendment to the agenda, and I'm not quite sure.
Well,
we need to vote on the one. Question, Your Honor.
We'll go ahead with the motion. If there's no further discussion, roll call, please.
Assembly Member Stokes?
Yes.
Christian?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspin?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Okay, you have some other amendments?
Yes, I do. They're mostly talking points that I want to bring up, and can bring it up under new business. I'd like to discuss amendment one is garbage dump hours.
Is the what's that? Garbage dump hours.
I'd like to put on your agenda this time to discuss the fill permit for the boat hall up here that was brought up at the last meeting. I'd like to talk about that, see if we can have further discussion on that. And also, I'd like to put a third item on there, a discussion to either at the next time is the purchase of land for parking on Phoenix Avenue, and that is the land that is next to Delta Western. Those are the three main things that I can put on the agenda that we can discuss for maybe future or whatever.
Well, at this time, those items are in new business, and it'd be more proper to have them recommend that they be put on the agenda for our next meeting. We can certainly discuss them, but since there was no public notification on the agenda, that we can't take any action.
I realize that, and that's why I call them talking points.
I believe you wanted those under
new business,
right?
New business.
Because it's not under reports of debt. It's not under persons to be heard, so that's where I figured it was under mostly.
But we can certainly discuss them at that time.
Yes, that's what I want to do, is discuss them, very important.
Anything further? Okay, next item is conflict of interest. Does anyone have a conflict of interest?
Your Honor, I have a perceived conflict of interest under 13A, non-net billable. 20% of my wife's salary comes out of non-net billable. So I'll step down when that comes up as an agenda item.
Anything further?
I would just like to mention that since we don't control the budget or anything for that.
Yes, we do, actually. Half of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wrangles down.
We split it with Petersburg. Consent agenda.
I move to approve the consent agenda items marked with an asterisk, 6A, 7A, and 7B.
Second.
Then move to second, any discussion? Hearing none. Hold on, please.
Assemblymembers McCloskey.
Yes.
Stowe.
Yes.
Weiderspoon.
Yes.
Stokes.
Yes.
Christian.
Yes.
And Mayor Jack.
Yes. Borough Manager's report.
I have nothing to add to my written report, and again, just a reminder that report's available online and can be emailed directly to people that request it and mailed directly to people who request it.
Yeah, a couple of observations for the Borough Manager. I read through the preliminary decision by the DNR, Department of Natural Resources, on our conveyance of our land when we became a borough, and they're rejecting our... we're entitled to a little over 9,000 acres, and they're only approving 7,143 acres and rejecting 2,100. There is a process, I believe, we could file an objection. I don't know if we were going to do that, but...
Yeah, I've said that in the report, that we're going to file...
Okay.
We're visiting and going to review that.
Okay.
And we're going to make sure we get our 9,000 acres.
Oh, good, because I must have missed that, because I read through the whole thing, but good, because I think it's due May 1st or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the only observation, because I just wonder how they're going to fill the remaining lands.
In my understanding, I could be wrong, but it's my understanding that those lands were, that were non-approved, were for specific reasons and
right.
did not detract from the total amount that we will eventually receive. We can go and select other areas.
But there's just not a lot of other areas.
No, and you're exactly right, Assemblyman Christian. There's not a lot of other areas. And Carol and I have contacted the gentleman from DNR that sent us the letter and set up a phone call with him to go over those items and to share what are our concerns about some of the rejected parcels. And we feel that our interests may outweigh theirs. And with some of those areas, and some of them are, some of their refusals were probably righteous, but some not so much, and we're going to hope to fight that.
Right, like in the Bradfield, they said they're talking about a road and port facility, but they don't, you know, I think it'd be better for the city of Borough and Wrangell to have that land as opposed to the state hasn't done anything with it in, what, 40 years or 50 years?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay,
any further discussion on it? For our clerk's room.
I have nothing new to report other than what's in my report, except that I wanted to bring to the attention on my report. I have that the hospital board agendas and packets, I'm now posting them online. Chris Reed is emailing those to me, and so I post them on the borough website under that meeting's day.
Item 10, Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. Reading reports by assembly.
Just a quick note, Your Honor, since I serve on a WCA board, we have housed almost 650 people for the rededication, and there's actually more than that that are going to show up. So WCA staff have been doing a great job, and we anticipate close to 1,000 people showing up, which is less than a month away. So it's going to be lots of people in town for a couple of days there.
Thank you. Excuse me, Jim.
Yes, I have a report that I serve on the hospital board as the council representative. There was two things on there. One is that I've been appointed to the policy and ordinance, bylaws, policy and ordinance committee of the hospital at the last meeting. And the other thing that I wanted to take note of after reading the rules and stuff there, we had a talk and controversy about my attendance in the hospital board. And after going back and reading our ordinances and stuff, it states specifically in there that the council representative shall sit on all executive sessions of the hospital board. So I just want to make, you know, put that out there again, because there was some discussion of it earlier, and I just went back and reviewed all that, and that's the way it's written. So that's the only two things that I have on my report. Thank you.
Thank you. 10B, formation of a special committee, a special energy committee.
Mayor?
Yes.
I have a question for you on this one. You called it a special report committee, and it was my understanding this committee would be a long-term committee, and at the last one we talked about was the fact that the special committee was for 60 or 90 days, and this was going to be a longer committee, so I was wondering if maybe the terminology might be corrected or something.
No, I don't think there's any time limit on special committees. This one will have a time limit set on it.
Okay, and if it's clarified, that's all I want to bring up.
Just to clarify that, it will be until December 2014, or at when the committee gives a report to the assembly, whichever is the soonest. At that time, that committee will be disbanded.
Thank you.
And the purpose of that committee is very specific to review the CEPA and the community's memorandum of understanding that basically forms CEPA. And is that still appropriate today or not? And bring a report back to the assembly, and we'll go from there. It's a pretty broad, I know, but what I'd recommend is that the members of that committee work with the other communities involved very closely, and try to come to a consensus, because no matter what we decide here, it's going to take a unanimous vote on that CEPA board to do anything. So,
Your Honor, I'll read out of the MOU here specifically what it actually arranges for that the committee, I believe, will be tasked. It says here, now therefore, in exchange for mutual promises contained herein and for other consideration, the receipt and adequacy, which is hereby acknowledged, the parties agree as follows. No later than December 31st, 2014, they will jointly commission an independent analysis of the economics of the sale of the individual projects and the breakup of the restructured agency into CEPA. The analysis will consider the history of payment by each utility, the effects of pooling arrangement, the impacts of any loss of such pooling, including rate charged to the member utilities, any remaining debt owed on the agency purchases of the combined projects, the current value of the project proposed to be purchased, and such other factors that may be appropriate at the time of the analysis. The member utilities agreed to discuss in good faith the project sale or breakup based on such analysis. The parties understand that this MOU does not require any breakup or sale of projects, as any such breakup or sale of projects requires amendment to the PSA, which is the power sales agreement, as well as approval by the governing bodies of each member utilities. And that's basically what at the bottom of the MOU, which everybody signed and agreed for. So I think that actually clearly states what the committee should, it's tasked with. Because I know there's some questions about that.
Thank you. Anyone else have any comments or on that? Okay, go ahead with the appointments. It calls for two assembly members, and those will be assembly member Stowe and assembly member McCloskey. And I'm requesting that assembly member McCloskey chair that committee. Two borough staff members, as the ordinance prohibits the assembly directing any staff members, I am going to ask for the borough manager recommendation for those two positions.
I recommend Clay Hammer and Ron Paul.
Clay Hammer and Ron Paul, then.
I have a question on that. Just for clarification, down here we have TBA representatives.
Well, that's Clay Hammer already.
Yeah.
Clay Hammer already.
It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be. There were no letters of interest from the community, so we'll leave that position open. If someone, the committee will go ahead and function without that unless somebody expressed interest. I'd like for the community to get involved in this. They are the ratepayers.
Your Honor, just for clarification, how many seats are for the public?
Pardon me?
How many seats are available for the public?
One.
Just one. Oh, okay.
The SEPA board member would be Brian Ashton and Thomas Bay Power Authority representative Dave Gell. And I think that should give a pretty good grasp on what's going on in, with the power. Is there any objection to any of these from any of the assemblies?
No. I never sat on before for the other season. Mr. McCloskey sat before. I think that's a good choice. And I think it's a good start on the road. I would like to also encourage somebody from the public to put their name in for this. It is important to the community, and we'd sure love to have some input from somebody that would be willing to sit on the board.
Well, thank you, Darren. That's done. Next item is persons to be heard. Person should be heard on finished business. Okay, go ahead. Come up to the podium, state your name and address for the record, please.
It's Randy Oliver. It's 3408 Zamobia Highway, PO Box 121 Wrangell. I know that you guys, I think all you guys got a copy of the letters that have gone back and forth between Oliver Construction and the city. I think Bill's going to put them in. Well, I know that's not on the agenda, and I guess what I'm asking for is that that we put this on the agenda for next time, because I think there needs to be a discussion on what's happened here to me and the company and trying to clean up wrangle. And we're not getting, I mean, we couldn't get them to admit that I had a contract, but yet they termed my contract as of the April 22nd. So there's been some problems that have gone on there. I mean, we spent the last 4 years trying to clean this town up. We've ridded it from junk cars to scrap iron to fence, anything that somebody had in their backyard they wanted to rid of. And in the same process, we've dumped hundreds of thousands of dollars back into the community in contractors' wages, consumables, fuel, freight, and everything else. But every time I turn around, I've got the director of Public Works and Capital Projects slapping us down. We've done all of this at no cost to the city whatsoever. I mean, we've done it on our own cuff to make all this happen. And I think that it's offensive the way we've been treated by the city manager and the director of Public Works, just in the way this is handled. All I wanted was them to acknowledge that we had a contract so that we could put an end to the theft that was going on at the landfill. And it's the non-ferrous out there that makes it able for someone like me to take that metal out of there. Nothing heavy comes into that site. It's all tan and light metal, and we have to pay to get it out of here. So in the order to make it work, we have to get enough weight to load, and we can't make it there. And for the last year, I've been going backwards on those loads coming out of there because the non-ferrous has disappeared. Yet, because the city wouldn't acknowledge I have a contract, I couldn't get the police department to do anything for me, because without a contract between me and the city, it just their hands were tied. So this has been going on entirely too long. And then and because of the letters I wrote, I got a termination letter today that terminates this contract. And there was a clause in the contract for convenience, 14 days notice, and that's what they've given me. So April 22nd would be our last day under the agreement that we had with the city to remove material from the landfill. And Byford's was an amendment to that also. So there's a lot of things that happened. Give you a chance to go through the documents that I know you have, and set it up so that we can discuss this next go round. That's all I've got.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak this time? Okay. Item 12A, proposed ordinance.
Proposed ordinance number 868, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Wrangell Municipal Code, Chapter 13.12, Parks specifically, Section 13.12.030A and B, changing overnight camping and overnight parking regulations and establishing an effective date, and this is the second reading.
Move to approve second reading.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Again, this ordinance would change the parks overnight camping and allow for camping to occur up to 48 hours. And this came as a result of the request of the Forest Service.
I have just one quick question. There are signs out there, isn't there, that says this 48 hours?
Yeah. That you can, it says 24, they'll be changed.
Oh, cool. All right, great.
You can stay longer with approval.
A lot of people ask, and I just, yeah, great, thank you.
Anything further? Poll vote, please.
Assembly Member Stokes?
Yes.
Christian?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Niederspoon?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13, new business. Approval of the Thomas Bay Power Authority fiscal year 2014 non-net billable budget. And for the record, Assembly Member Christian is sitting in the audience for that.
To be clear, you're approving their budget, just not their non-net billable.
Right.
Their entire budget.
I move to approve Thomas Bay Power Authority's FY 2014 budget.
Can we put all of it in there? Not net billable budget?
I think there would be a discussion on that. That's why I said it that way. There's a reason why we should do it just without the rest of that. It's in the budget, and this way we acknowledge the budget. We've always acknowledged only the non-net bills.
Do we have a second before the discussion, please?
I'll second that.
That's the reason. That's the reason I was doing it. And we have a discussion, and I think that'd be the proper thing. It shows more that we acknowledge the budget, and doing so helps.
Helps what?
It helps with the way that the budget is perceived with Thomas Beam and SEPA.
Mr. Southland's in the audience. You want to speak to that, please?
Thank you, Your Honor. Paul Southland, General Manager, Thomas Bay, currently, 114 Third Street. The O&M agreement that is honored sometimes in the breach and sometimes not in the breach and needs to be addressed states that the governing bodies approve our budget before it goes forward. So that's what I had mentioned to the city manager at the beginning of the meeting. I apologize that it got onto your agenda the way it is, but you are absolutely correct that we're asking the city of Wrangell for one half of the non-net billable portion, but our obligation under the O&M contract is that the governing bodies approve the budget. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. An attorney's file, there is no billing. Item 15, executive session. There is none.
Your Honor, didn't we add acceptance of?
Yes.
Assembly?
My stuff.
Yeah, underneath new business.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me retract that then. We'll go back to new business. I forgot about that. That was mine.
And just to clarify, I have three items, right?
Yes, three.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I can start with them.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, first item was garbage dump hours. This is not a new subject with me. I've had this discussion numerous times, sitting on the council in past times. I just feel that if our guys are out there at 8 o'clock in the morning, they can open up and service the people, and it's a very inconvenience to a lot of people to go out there and not get there until noon. It's open for the contractors, but you know, the off time and stuff like that, we're paying those guys to be there. I had this same discussion with a past city manager, and I just feel, and even the employees felt it, it's not a burden to them. I haven't had no discussion with the current city manager, but again, it's just one of those things that I brought up before, and I'd like to have that on the agenda for next time for discussion about that, so that gives city manager time to look at it, and so we can have a discussion about maybe open it up for longer hours.
That I don't think that it specifies in the ordinance any specific hours, does it?
I believe it does.
We established hours a long time ago.
So I just want to make sure it wouldn't take an ordinance change to do that.
I don't think it does,
but I want to make sure.
Yeah, I don't remember. Second item?
We can look it up.
We can put it on the agenda for the next meeting and look it up in the meantime. Yeah. And basically, that's the next one is the same thing. It's the fill up the boat haul area from the garbage dump to the port dock. That was opened up last time. We asked some questions about it, and we did put a contract out to put riprap on there. But my concern is that we're not filling that area. We have a permit. I don't want to see that permit go dead and we could, if we do that, we always will lose anything in the future to develop that area. And I'd like to, on the next agenda, to have this, further this conversation about that area, because I feel it's important to our community. And the last item is the purchase of land on parking on Peninsula Avenue by Delta Western. It's the area adjacent to Delta Western to the south. It's the one that Dick Ballard had traded, and the bank now owns it. The bank, First Bank, holds the land now. It's up by one of the real estate sellers in town. They're asking an asking price for it. It's about 29,398 square feet. My reason for bringing it up is we've had projects that are out here. We did not too long ago about putting in a parking lot. We've been over my whole life, and we've never had any parking on Peninsula Street that belongs to the city. We own two docks over there. Mm-hmm. We have no parking at all, except for on the dock at the very north end. And we have a perfect opportunity to get a piece of property to alleviate this problem. And so I'd like to have it on the agenda to have it researched and ask that the city manager bring forward some information about it at the next meeting, so we can maybe have a good discussion on it. Those are the three things that I...
As I recall, about a year ago, this was an agenda item, and there was quite a bit of discussion about it at that time. We were about a year ago.
It was about 2 years ago, and we lease it.
Time fat flies when you're having fun.
We lease, it is owned by First Bank, and we lease it right now for parking.
Yeah. There's a chance we could lose it, so I'd like to have a discussion about it.
But there's some information there, what went on before, that might be very pertinent to it.
Yeah, but we have an opportunity right now with the bank on it, and if we move forward, we might be able to negotiate the price down. I really don't want to see us seriously consider that. I mean, I've lived my life here.
We can certainly put it on the agenda.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Okay. Your Honor, I believe there was one other thing where we have to accept Assemblymember Privet's letter of resignation and advertise.
We did that
underneath the amendment to agenda?
Yes.
Yeah. We took care of it immediately.
Okay.
Anything further there?
Nope. I was just bringing those
to the panel. Okay, then we'll go again to attorney's file, which there is none. The executive session, none. And the last item on the agenda is adjournment. And we will do that at 7:39.
Thank you.